Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, you could report that the deal was $700 million. At the end of the day, how much is fully guaranteed in the context of NFL contracts? The only thing that matters with respect to these contracts, NFL contracts are unilaterally written. The owners at any time can decide that they don't want to honor the contract anymore. That's an issue of the CBA. That's an issue really between the NFL Players Association and NFL owners when it comes to negotiating the CBA. That is the current construct under which we are operating. So I'm not sitting here, you know, crying the blues as it relates to how the system works. The most important element of that contract is how much is guaranteed to the player, guaranteed against injury, against diminishing skill, and guaranteeing against the consequences to the salary cap. No matter what that final number was, and I'm certainly not saying that what's been reported is accurate because it's not, the most important element of it is the guarantee. And you couple that with the traditional way in which Pittsburgh does its deals, which at the end of the day, nothing's guaranteed after the first year.
That's Adisa Bakari, Le'Veon Bell's agent on NFL Radio. All that counts is the guaranteed money. He doesn't care if a reporter says $70 million or $700 million. The devil is in the details, and he says there that with the Steelers, historically, and in the case of this deal, there wasn't any guaranteed money past year one of the deal, that the Steelers just don't do that. And so we've got news this morning that NFL Network says that only $10 million in the form of a signing bonus was guaranteed in this deal. Ron, that's not a lot. For an elite player,
he was going to make $14 million this year, so does that mean the guarantee is 24?
That's not my understanding. I mean, that's the franchise.
So, I mean, they could cut him, I guess, in spring training and only lose the $10 million at spring training. At camp and only lose $10 million.
Cut him four games into the season. Cut him five games into the season.
Well, I think once you play so many games and
you get those game checks.
No, I think you're guaranteed a whole year once you hit a certain point.
Okay, so you're saying if he showed up to camp and was an imbecile.
Even shows up, you know, the first week of the season beforehand, I mean, he's still going to make $24 million guaranteed. So they're not going to cut him before the season starts. That's my interpretation of it. So, but he's right. I mean, the guy's right that after that, now teams are reluctant just to cut people because they take bad salary cap hits. So, I mean, if you cut a guy, you got to pay the prorated portion each year of the deal for his contract. So they want to get their money's worth. So I get what he's saying, and he's right.
NFL Network is also reporting that Bell would have made $33 million in the first 2 years of the deal. That's the way it was structured, and that makes it sound like a better deal. Because look at it this way. What are the odds the Steelers would have cut Bell 1 year into a $70 million deal?
Because it would hurt them really badly with dead money against the salary cap. They're not going
to
cut him.
He would need to be so badly injured after year one that he was incapable of passing a physical. He would have needed to be Ladarius Green, where you would look at a guy and say, maybe his future in football is in doubt. Can the guy still play the game? Short of that, he makes $33 million in 2 years. What's that? Do the math. $16.5 million a year? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
But
$16.5 million.
The second one isn't guaranteed is what his point is. I mean, the 24 would be guaranteed.
But isn't it tacitly guaranteed? Isn't it all but guaranteed?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. But all but isn't all. It just isn't. It's not 100%. All but it's still not 100%.
So what? It's 95% guaranteed?
I can't put a percentage
but
on
pretty
it.
High, right?
And yeah.
So why go back into free agency
because
and risk
next
that?
Year, if he has a good year, he's going to get a lot more. That's why. I mean, he's gambling that he stays healthy and has a good year. And if he does, he will get more.
If he just has an average year, he makes $33 million in 2 years. If he just has an average year here this season, he might not see that money. Right? If he has an average year.
Yeah. Well, that's his gamble. I said he's got to be productive and he's got to stay healthy. Absolutely.
So this
he believes in himself that he will.
So this sheds some light into the decision that Bell and his agent made. He could have taken the risk out of it. He decided, like you said, to gamble on himself. Meanwhile, Brandon Cooks, formerly of the Patriots, signs a 5-year, $81 million deal in Los Angeles. This is a wide receiver that has never been an All-Pro before. He's never led the league in any meaningful category. He caught 65 passes from Tom Brady last year. Bell, in 15 games, had 85 receptions. He caught 20 more footballs than a wide receiver that's going to make more money than him this year.
Well, I'm sure that's part of his beef.
Cooks finished.
But again, you're talking about one position versus another, where the chances of the receiver getting hurt are a lot less than Le'Veon getting hurt with all those touches. I mean, but I'm sure, again, you can argue he's more valuable than Antonio Brown to the team. He touches it a lot more. But by the same token, you run the risk of the injury. You got to weigh that into it.
If you polled NFL teams and said, who's a better player, Brandon Cooks or Le'Veon Bell?
Wouldn't even be close. Well, we already seen it. Where did Brandon Cooks finish in the NFL Network?
Ron, I don't even think he was a top 100 player last year.
I mean, Le'Veon was picked 5, so that should tell you what the players think.
But Bell's point is that he thinks he's better at Brandon Cooks' job than Brandon Cooks. You're a wide receiver. I'm a better wide receiver than you. I think that's part of the calculus.
I don't know.
The calculus,
you know, he
here.
May think that, but I don't know that. You know, I'm not going to say he's better than a professional wide receiver, but the combination of what he gives you as a running back and a receiver is pretty impressive.
He caught more balls than the guy.
Well, yeah, but what was the yards per catch?
I mean, big difference. Cooks had over 1,000 yards receiving last year, and Bell had about 700 yards receiving.
So I'm not going to say he's a better wide receiver. But, I mean, he's a better overall player and a more valuable player.
Cooks was not in the top 100.
See? I mean, that tells you those are the players who vote, too.
Okay, so then really it comes down to this. Would you rather play an elite running back $15 million a year, somewhere in that range, or would you rather play an above-average wide receiver $16 million? What's a better investment?
I would rather have the running back, but I can't guarantee his health. That's the problem.
Bucky Brooks, former scout NFL player who now works for NFL.com, we're getting all kinds of opinions on this. He posted on his Twitter account the following. The bias against running backs is real. Le'Veon Bell has been one of the most productive players in NFL history. Yet his franchise tag and contract demands are lower than the annual per year of quarterbacks like Sam Bradford, $20 million. Ryan Tannehill, $19.25 million. Case Keenum, $18 million. Blake Bortles, $18 million. Andy Dalton, $16 million. Think about that.
Well, I'm not going to compare him to quarterbacks.
Even the bad ones?
I'll live with wide receiver comparisons, but I'm not going to compare him to quarterbacks. They get the big money. They touch the ball on every play. You know, Cincinnati obviously thinks Andy Dalton is better than maybe we do. I'm not going to complain that he's not being paid quarterback money, but you could argue that he's every bit as valuable as the top wide receivers.
Well, if I'm Bell's agent, I would just again ask a very simple question: who's a more important player to a team? Who helps a team win more, Andy Dalton or Le'Veon Bell?
Well,
who would
no
you
doubt.
Rather have? You'd rather
I
have
would
Bell.
Rather, I would rather have Bell.
Andy Dalton's never won a playoff game. The Bengals are now back to being what they were, you know, for the last 30, 40 years, which is just a middling franchise. So we've got Bell's agent opening up and talking about some things. He's a guy that keeps a very low profile, but in the last 24 hours, he's done a couple interviews here on behalf of his client trying to explain why Bell turned down a 5-year, $70 million deal. And he said, don't spend much time thinking about the $70 million number because all that was guaranteed in this deal was $10 million. And then you see wide receivers who are decent players making a lot of money, like Brandon Cooks yesterday, who gets $16 million a year from the Los Angeles Rams. And you think about that, and I think it's okay right now to ask a question like this. In your opinion, did the Steelers make a fair offer? Now that more information is on the table, now that you see what other guys are getting, do you feel like the Steelers really made a fair offer here? Yes or no? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. What do you think?
I think they absolutely made a fair offer. And I think he's within his right to turn it down. I don't blame either side in this case. I think the Steelers tried real hard to do it and couldn't get it done. And he's playing by the rules just as they are. So he'll have one more year here and then he'll move on. I think it was a fair offer. I don't think they lowballed him. You know, could they have done a little more with the guarantee? I guess they could have. But I look at it as 24 million guaranteed, not 10 million guaranteed. So they weren't going to sign him and then cut him in the first year before he even plays. So to me, it's still 24 million. Now, could they have gone higher? Sure. But I, you know, that's not the way they do business. They've never done business that way, except maybe for quarterbacks.
Well, I think it all depends on where you come down on the value of a running back. And for me, I'll continue to beat the dead horse. I look at what other running backs in the league did last year in their first year, guys that are making $3, $4 million a year. And in some cases, their numbers are just as impressive, if not more impressive, than what Le'Veon Bell has done. So that's why I think it's a fair offer. Now, does this show only making it a $10 million guarantee, does that show that the running back position is still devalued or undervalued in the NFL? I think it does.
Well, no, I don't. I think it's just the Steelers. I think somebody else, if he'd have been a free agent, would have given him a lot more guaranteed and would have put the value on the position. But they don't do business that way. They don't guarantee that much beyond the first year.
Other than quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Those are the only players they do that for. So $70 million gets talked about a lot, like, oh my God, how did Le'Veon Bell say no to that? But the agent is saying, guys, you need to, like, stop freaking out about that.
And it's true, because if he, you know, drops off in his second or third year, they don't have to pay him those last 2 years.
No, but he would have made, barring some ridiculous circumstance where he got, like, arrested or banned from the NFL, he was going to make $33 million in the first 2 years. And that is a lot of money. That is quarterback money. That's $16.5 million a year. That's more than Andy Dalton makes in Cincinnati. That's right up there with the mediocre quarterback in this league. So that's what he said no to, in my opinion. Rappaport also said that it would have been 3 years, $45 million. Again, how bad would he have needed to be in the first 2 years to force them or cause them
to... He would
to
have had an injury on him, probably.
So that's $45 million in 3 years. Again, that's a ton of money for a running back to say no to. So was it a fair offer when you see what other wide receivers are making? Now Brandon Cooks, 5 years, $81 million. Does it make you feel like the Steelers lowballed Le'Veon Bell? 412-928-9370. You'll hear more from the agent on this next. We'll talk a lot of football and baseball today. Rob Manfred at the All-Star Game, the Pirates at the All-Star Game, at the All-Star Break, the unofficial halfway point of the season. So a lot to do at 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.